FEMA is apparently ready to bill wildfire victims if PG&E won't pay the agency back for the emergency assistance it provided during the recent fires in the North Bay. KCBS's Megan Goldsby has more.
The federal government says it's owed nearly $4 billion by the utility, and if that money is not negotiated into PG&E's bankruptcy case, they say they may have to get it from the settlement amount for the victims, or in some cases, by billing the victims themselves. State Senator Jerry Hill says this should not fall on their backs.
This is clearly a PG&E expense. No one asked to have their houses burned down. I mean, we can't shortchange the victims who lost so much just to balance FEMA's books. I mean, paying for helping victims at the end of the day is what FEMA is all about.
And one of the reasons we pay taxes, he says. FEMA has not responded to our request for comment, but PG&E said in a statement that, quote, FEMA does not have a valid legal claim against the company. Eric Goodman is a lawyer representing a committee of fire victims in PG&E's bankruptcy case.
It would mean nearly a 30% reduction in the amount of money that would be available on a total basis to pay the fire victims.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.